Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank that you needed. This week we're featuring a young lady. Of course, we're in the month of women. You know, International Women's Day is right around the corner. And we're featuring women. I'm trying to feature only women this month. And I'm starting off with Miss Nally Alexander. Good afternoon, Nally. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well.
Okay.
I'm well. In fact, not too well, but I'm trying today. My throat is a little inflamed, but we're going to try this afternoon to produce a very, very interesting show. This is the first time I'm actually doing a show with someone who is actually into cosmetics. So I had to go inside the archives and try to find a little bit about cosmetics.
Okay. What did you find out?
It's a wonderful industry, right? And I'm seeing that, you know, your face is very clear. In a sense, I guess your cosmetics working.
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, if you want to try that, I can help you out.
Yeah, you can. You find my face. It's okay.
I mean, you can do work.
A little work. a little work. These days, it's not really giving.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. All right. You see that she already giving me talk. Well, I'll take that. All right. So, Nally, you need to tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Nally Alexander?
Well, Nally Alexander is a 21-year-old entrepreneur tour guide. I like to...
Nally, I'm shaking my finger. Not to cut you off, but continue.
All right. So, Nally Alexander is a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Tour guide. I like to believe that I am a very outgoing person, but I am very shy, and a lot of people don't know that about me.
Okay, all right. So you said tour guide, and mm-hmm. It just hit me. I actually know where I know you from, because I was looking at you for the entire time and saying that I know this young lady from somewhere, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I went to Rainforest Skyride sometime last year, right? And you helped me out at
one of the zip line.
Yeah. At one of the levels. You were there?
Yes. I was there.
That's you?
Your favorite tour guide?
Favorite tour guide. Is that?
Yeah.
Imagine that small one.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. I'm saying I know the face, but I couldn't put my finger on it. All right. So, tour guide, into cosmetics, 21 years of age, but I mean, it came from somewhere. Where did it all start for you?
It started very negatively, actually. So I was bullied for quite a long time, from primary school going into secondary school. It was like I was bullied for the type of hair that I have and the length at the time.
No, there's always in school,
yeah,
you know, if your hair,
tell me got, my hair was and all kind of thing,
tech queen, all kind
yeah.
of, you know,
and now they buying my oils for the hair.
For the hair,
I don't know.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, you have to appreciate it. You understand? Because it doesn't matter where you come from and some of the struggles that you face initially, but eventually, I guess you overcome some of that. Because I was at my barber shop a little earlier today, and my barber was telling me that Castle, when you used to come and cut your hair as a little boy, your hair used to make cheese balls. he literally told me that, and now my hair quality has changed. Right, so I'm like, I really know what you're talking about, but it's like I don't remember those dark days. I guess it was a little more brushing, a little more oil. You should tell me, because you're the one into cosmetics.
Well, yeah, I feel like no hair is bad hair, and once you're taking care of your hair and your hair healthy, your hair good. Like, it doesn't matter the length, it doesn't matter the quality. Like, you know, a lot of local people will say good hair is like coolie hair and all kind of
Yeah, it's too soft. That'll be making.
Yeah, you have to make it curls have to be long.
Yeah. But I mean, it's good to you know, embody what you have. I mean, you grew up probably put locks, probably you put some sort of protective styles after a while. I mean, we have some issues in schools. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, they don't allow you to put braids in your hair, etc., when you're at the secondary school or probably even at the primary school level. But when you get older, they start to, you know, but it's a thing. I mean, I understand that people do actually get bullied at certain levels, and it's not nice.
I don't think
it's nice. So again, sorry.
It's not, but I am grateful for being bullied, because if I was not bullied, then I would not have the idea for my business, and I don't have my business today. So I am thankful for the bullies, you know, to a certain extent.
Just before we get into the business itself, I understand that your background is not business per se. So, okay, let's talk about your background first and foremost. When you went to school, what exactly did you do?
When I went to school, it's kind of cheesy, but growing up, I always wanted to be an air hostess for some reason. I wanted to be high in the sky. And when I went to school, I did tourism because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, air hosting is tourism, so I can start there. And then I just did tourism in secondary school. I did a general stream to give me everything. And then mm-hmm. when I went to SAAFA, I did travel and tourism. And after SAAFA, I started working as a tour guide.
Okay, well, I guess you utilized it.
Yeah.
You utilized it because, again, you were very good with me.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I came probably sometime in the summer last year, mm-hmm. July or August or something like that, and the tour was actually amazing. It was not the first time that I did the zip lining at that particular area, but it was really good, you know. So, I mean, kudos to you. Again, I didn't even realize that. So, you know, I guess the training that you got worked, and of course, you used that to carry you through one part of your life now. Okay, so what I really want to talk about is why the move from the traditional, I mean, the safe bet, as we like to say, a job, mm-hmm. and into the risky business, rather into the world that it gives and takes, which mm-hmm. is entrepreneurship and business. Why entrepreneurship? Why business?
Well, I would say I feel like I was just born to be a boss.
Now, that's a generic response.
I'm kidding. I would say my support system, mm-hmm. because my mother would always make me feel like I can do whatever I feel like I can do. So coming to tell my mother, like, you know, like, I should start that, I should do that, she'll right away just push me. So my support system was one of the biggest things for me. So.
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know, from you have some sort of driving factor, probably someone at home that inspires you, mm-hmm. right? It pushes you forward. It gives it you does. some sort of gas, as we like to say. You're gassing someone up.
She's gassing you up,
mm-hmm. right? She not filling you air, but yeah, I mean, yeah. She's gassing you up and telling you that you can do it. I mean, that's important because a lot of the time, people are really, you know, they don't give you the push that you need sometimes, the people mm-hmm. around you. And if you have someone around you who can give you that sort of support, I think it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
All right. Any entrepreneurs in your family, probably your mom or your dad?
I'm actually the first entrepreneur in my family. Like, my dad was not an entrepreneur. My mom was a chef. So I'm actually the first. And to be the first entrepreneur as the youngest child in mm-hmm. my family, that's so crazy to hear my big brother telling me I inspired him. And I'm like, huh? Like, how?
You know what? It's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing because I guess there are some people that are older who probably feel that they inspired by me as well.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you never know. You're never too young to inspire someone. You understand? Because at some point in that person's life, they didn't feel the need to do something. And mm-hmm. eventually, as you grow, you start to develop different traits. And probably mm-hmm. now they become more affable. You know, so I think it's a fantastic thing what you're doing right now. But my next question for you is, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? Is it that you don't have to get up when you don't want to get up?
It's not even about the getting up. My favorite thing about being an entrepreneur is just, like, to see my work. Like, somebody will come and they'll be like, sometimes they'll text you and they'll be like, girl, my hair, and I have to go and do this. And then they come and you do their hair, you make them, like, they look different, they feel different. Some mm-hmm. people, when I braid them, I can see the confidence level change. And to me, that's the best thing about being an entrepreneur.
Well, I think you're very right in saying that. Because, I mean, when I come from my barber shop, trust me, I feel like I'm on 10,000. You know, nobody could tell me that, boy, you are looking a little handsome today there, you know. As long as I come from the barber shop, I feel like I'm on 10,000. So what you're really doing, you're setting people up to be their best selves, you know.
I would agree.
You'd agree with
that?
I
agree, yeah.
Because you came in today, and I guess those on Facebook could see. You see that hairstyle? She has a serious hairstyle.
I put a bow on my
head. I don't know what to call it.
Because I'm the prize.
You're the prize?
Yes, I put a bow.
So for you to get the prize, you have to unwrap the...
Yes.
You know...
You see the vision?
I'm seeing the vision. Yeah. I'm seeing the vision. Okay, so let's talk about Fafi's Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. What exactly do you offer over at Fafi's Cosmetics?
Okay, so at Fafi's Cosmetics, I have hair products, I have handmade braids, so like passion twists, handmade, so I make it myself.
Passion twist. you lost me right there. You know, I'm not a girl. If you had Maureen on, you know, for you, Maureen could obviously, well, she knows what that is.
But
what
exactly is passion twist? You tell me you do your research about cosmetics.
Yeah, I did cosmetics. I didn't do it about braids. Sorry.
Yeah. So passion twist is a curly braid. It's curly. Mm-hmm. When you put it on, it looks like, how can I explain to you? Like two strand twists.
Two strand twists. Now you see, I'm a bald head. Eh? Yeah, okay. I'm on Google. I'm looking passion twist. Okay, I see it. I've seen that before.
You like to see that on the girls, eh?
I like to see it. I like to see it. You know, the thing I know about is knotless braids.
That's
the only thing I know about. Full locks.
That's one of my favorites, eh? Okay. Knotless.
No, so you do know that as well?
Of course I do knotless. I do soft locks like what I have there. I do butterfly locks. I do natural locks.
Well, that's what the ladies, eh? The ladies, I hope you're hearing that. Yeah. Right, how about full locks as well? I heard that one is difficult to do.
Full locks, yeah.
Okay, so if we want to do get any of those services done,
you can check on me on the Chaussee Road, opposite the gas station, next to the barber shop, upstairs Melly's. Yeah?
Now that's quite the description. So we head into the Chaussee Road, right? Mm-hmm. Right opposite Ruby's gas station. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to miss it. Is it a yellow building?
Building, yeah. So it's a yellow building, mm-hmm, with sort of like a green balcony and a red gate.
Okay. So what's important now is trying to get an idea of how all of this came about. You didn't just get up one morning and just start doing people hair, did you?
No.
So how did you
know? Okay. So when I was younger, my sister, mm-hmm, she liked to do hair. She does hair very well, but she never did it professionally, right? So she always used to do my hair, and sometimes she used to do it too tight, or if I asked her to braid me, she would do it really short, and you know, I won't bust down out my head to reach on my bum. She want my hair to reach there. She don't plait much. So I went on my own and I tried to learn because, mm-hmm, I'm like, I want my braids long. You want to put my braids on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So the first time I tried was just before COVID.
Okay.
And it didn't come out well. But then COVID happened. So then I was home all the time. So I used to just plait my hair and plait it back just to get the right way to do it. And then eventually I got it. And I practiced on myself for a very long time. Then I practiced on my mother, then on my sister. And then I was like, hey, I have it. So I started doing my friends. And then I was like, okay, I can actually like get paid for that. Add that to my business because I was doing the oils first. Mm-hmm. So I just added to my business. And then I was just doing everything. And the more you do it, the better you come.
Yeah, of course. Now, that gives me a little intuition, a little understanding what happened with the salon, but the, mm-hmm, cosmetics, I mean, you don't have a science background, as you said. This, the background is closer to that of tourism, mm-hmm, and a little bit of business there as well. But to make oils, right, mm-hmm, or rather to make some sort of cosmetic product, sometimes you probably need to have a little bit of a science background.
Mm-hmm.
So where did that knowledge come from?
Let me tell you. You see Google
and YouTube.
When you want to know something, just like do your research. I'd be on my laptop all the time with my little notepad. I write in, okay, coconut oil good for this, da da, and then I just make my mixture. Then I have a guinea pig. So, mm-hmm, I have a cousin or a friend. I give him that, use that for whatever time. Tell me how if it helping your hair, whatever. And then if they say good, then I put it out. If it's not good, then we hold it back for a while.
Okay, so let me tell you. I have a little patch in my beard. And I hope you could see it, because you could probably see the side of my face. Well, you have a little patch. Mm. What do you have there for that? You have any beard oils?
I have a beard oil.
You have beard oil?
I have it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll come and check you for that.
You have to check me.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the cosmetic. We ain't done yet. Mm-hmm. What do you offer? How many different products do you have, at least with the cosmetic line?
All right, so I have, I would say, probably about 10 products.
Okay, now you're walking me through all.
Okay, so let's start. I have a...
And the uses. So I'm putting you on the spot. We have 10 products. I want to know what every...
About 10. Yeah,
about 10. Okay, well, if we stop at 8, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right? And tell me what you use for.
So I have an aloe vera steam.
Mm-hmm.
A steam is like you shampoo your hair, then you put the steam in, you leave it for a while, you let it sit, so that it can, like, strengthen your roots and stuff, and then you rinse it out after.
Okay.
Then I have the oil mixture. So the oil mixture is for dry scalp, scaly scalp, itchy scalp, and hair growth.
Okay.
And I have shampoo and conditioner. You know what shampoo and conditioner is for?
So I have a brother. He has locks. You can get some of that thing for his roots.
The oil mixture,
yeah. Yeah, I feel he needs that, because he's always oiling his hair. Mm-hmm. I can never understand, you know, why he putting so much oil in his hair. And
you have to check on the man.
Yeah, well, I say I'm a bald head, you know, so I don't know about that. So we're going on to product number three, right?
That's product number five.
Have we reached five already?
Baidu, aloe.
Aloe vera, you tell me.
Oil, oils. Shampoo and conditioner.
Okay, all right.
I have carrot oil, which is similar to the oil mixture, but with the carrot oil, it has the carrots in it, and carrots is very beneficial to your hair.
Okay.
And then
I learned something today.
Yeah. It's not only for your eyes. You know, they say eat carrots for your eyes.
Yeah. Remember, as a child, they always say that. I'm probably only going to take a cooling or something, but they give you.
Yeah. But good for your
hair. Some carrot water or something like that. Okay. Interesting.
And I have a cactus leave-in conditioner. So a leave-in conditioner made with cactus. Leave-in conditioner is like you put it in your hair and you let it sit. So you could just moisturize your hair to make it soft.
Okay, well, that one I know. The girls sometimes, they leave their home or something. They say, I have leave-in conditioner.
The coolies.
Yeah, and by the time you see it rains, you know, you see a little sofa. Another thing for me.
Yeah. The newest thing I have now is the clove line.
Mm-hmm.
So the clove line is just a bunch of clove products, because clove is very good for your hair. So it has clove shampoo and conditioner, clove oil, and clove water in a package.
Okay. Well, I had a pause. Mm-hmm. Right? I had to go for a quick commercial break.
Okay.
But when I come back inside, I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Where do you source the raw materials for your products? And we come to that next. We do for a quick commercial break. Better hear from our sponsor, the Bank of St. Lucia. Stay with us.
Secure your tomorrow today with BOSL Global Investment Fund, the investment opportunity that empowers your financial future. It's a mutual fund that diversifies your investments across stocks, bonds, and other investment instruments, giving you the potential to make your money work smarter for you. With three unique investment options, it suits every investor's preferences, and you can start with just $200. Take control of your financial journey with the BOSL Global Investment Fund. Call us at 758-724-6838 or visit our website at boslglobalinvestmentfund.com to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. BOSL Global Investment Fund. Your money, your future, our expertise.
Thank you so much for staying with us. This is another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Today we have with us Miss Nally Alexander, a.k.a. Fefi. I didn't even ask you that. Where did that name come from? Fefi.
My middle name is Faith.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I need an original business name, and what more original than myself?
You're just saying Fefi.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Faith, and I was just like...
E.
Yeah.
Yeah, Faith E. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah.
It's catchy, though. It's catchy. I go in by Fefi. You know? I need a retwist. So? No, I go in by Fefi. Yeah, it has a ring to it. I'll take that. All right? So, Fefi, right? Talk to me about those raw materials. Where are you getting clove and aloe and all these things?
Let me tell you. When it comes to raw materials, the market...
It had...
No, like the market, as in Castries.
Oh, the Castries market.
Yes.
Okay.
So I get my cloves and stuff like that in the Castries market. But when it comes to my coconut oil, my mother can make it, so she just make it for me. And my clove oil, I have an auntie that makes it for me.
So talk about support system.
I tell you, the support system
Talk about support system. That's what you call support. Yeah. Now that's leading from the front.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll take that 100%. Okay, so everything is locally sourced. Of course, the products are themselves locally made because, I mean, you're the one behind it all. Anyone else on the team, or is it just you?
Well...
So then you have a little cousin that coming through and helping you out every once in a while. None of that?
I have a cousin that has come through and helped me. Big up, boy. Big up, Muxie.
Big up Mux. Oh, I know Mux.
Big up Mux.
Big up Mux.
Imagine my slogan was inspired by Mux. We were labeling some some, how you call that? Some products to go on a pop up, and she was like, "Your hair will thank you." And I was like, I like that.
You see, you just slapped
that. That has been my slogan from then, that day. Your hair will thank you.
Well, the hair thanking some people because a guy is here saying, I'll retwist by Fifi later. I guess you have some fans. The guys on Facebook are giving you some love. Okay, for the entrepreneurs out there, mm-hmm. what advice would you give them? I mean, starting a business is never easy. You know,
it's not.
Taking that leap of faith, you know, you have to really want to do it.
Yes.
So what advice would you give young entrepreneurs out there?
My advice to young entrepreneurs out there would be just start. Like, it's better to start and then fail and then try again knowing differently, because when you fail, then you learn a lesson. You know that this time you'll not do this, so you'll not fail again. But if you just don't start, how are you going to know if you actually cannot have a business or not?
Mm-hmm.
So when you start, that's all you have to do. Just start. Just start.
Well, I'll take that, right? What are some of the biggest challenges you have faced over the years? I mean, it's about 4 years going now. So what are some of the biggest challenges you faced?
I had a major setback, I would say probably about 2 or 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when my business got hacked. Now, my business is a very internet-based
social
at the time.
Yeah, okay.
And I got hacked, so I lost a lot of my following. I lost a lot of that. And that just didn't give me the will to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. And I'm glad I did. Because now I do more than what I did before.
Okay, so you said that you're social. What tools do you utilize? Do you use a bit of Facebook advertising, probably little Instagram posts here and there? What's it like for you?
Instagram is my favorite ever. I try to post on Instagram at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, I'll just sprinkle a little thing here and there sometimes. But Instagram is my favorite. So, yeah, I post on Instagram a lot.
Okay. Well, I like Facebook. Eh? I don't know. Facebook is my favorite.
Facebook is for old people. Eh?
Don't say that. I'm not that much older
than
you.
Don't mean that either.
Yeah, but that's not true. Facebook is a wonderful place. I think probably you should give Facebook a little more energy.
Okay. I'll try.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right. That's my only advice to you. Okay. Sometimes we don't have the energy to keep going. What keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated?
Is it the girls coming to do their full locks? Is it the fact that you like to mix products and make some cosmetics and see some people's face shine and their hair grow? What keeps you going?
First of all, I think just making my mother proud keeps me going. Another thing is just, yes, like you said, like seeing how happy I can make people, it keeps me going. I would say that really keeps me going.
Okay, one of the things that a lot of young people tend to skip nowadays when getting into business is registering, right? And I don't know if you are you smiling for me? I don't know if you are part of the group, should I say?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth?
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you're not registered, I mean, I want you to get registered. I mean, it opens a lot of doors for you because mm-hmm. Now you're in a space at... on the Chaussee Road,
mm-hmm.
but probably in the next few years you'd like to expand, probably get another pair of hands, you know, get some new equipment, probably expand how you want to package and bottle and mm-hmm. you know, move around with the cosmetics. And some of the easiest ways to do that is by way of access to loans and grants, etc. And I mean, with this current administration, we see a lot of involvement of the youth with things like the youth economy.
Mm-hmm.
I always make mention to that because I was actually a beneficiary of a grant from the youth economy for one of my personal businesses. So I would advise you, right, to probably work on that. You know, there are grants being given right now to young people to push the business. So I want to see Fifi's Cosmetics take the next step.
Fifi's Cosmetics went to the place. Fifi's Cosmetics fill out the form.
And what happened?
Fifi's Cosmetics never went back to the place.
No, Fifi, you had to go back. I need you there. I mean, The government is not, they're not giving us loans. They're telling us, hey, young people, come and take the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Come and take the money that we have allocated for you. A couple of $1 million. Let's come. Do you need something? Do you need something to help with your raw materials? Do you need something locally? Let's help you out. You know, I don't know what you need in your salon. Do you need a hair dryer?
Yeah.
I mean, let's get that on a grant. Right? We want to see that, and we want to see more young people accessing some of those resources. There's a lot going on, and I think sometimes we need to do a little bit of reading and, of course, get ourselves equipped for what's next. So my final question for you, we actually have about 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
My final question for you is, what's next? I'd like to end with that question. What's next?
What's next for Fefi's Cosmetics? Fefi's Cosmetics wants to actually start or to learn to go into the nails business.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, that products.
The nails, hottie.
Hair. Nails.
The nails.
Everything for you in gel, one shop.
Gel and acrylic.
Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay. One stop shop. Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're going to have to hire another pair of hands. Eh?
Yeah, I actually have been thinking of it because being a tour guide, and I want to know if they have any other, you know,
interested young people, yeah, who actually want to come and get a spot,
yeah,
within the store. So, I mean, you can find that. You can find that. Instagram is your place.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of Instagram, can we get some handles for you if we want to follow you, if we want to see what's going on, if you want to actually get a style and contact you, how do we do that?
All right. So you guys can contact me on Instagram at Fefi_cosmetics. Or
I'm typing now. Just let me make sure I get right. It's right there. Fefi_cosmetics.
Yeah.
1,385 followers. So people following you.
They're following me.
Yeah, she
have you following me too?
I just hit follow.
Mm.
Yeah, follow me back, eh? Although I don't.
My phone on 1% after. Follow you after.
Okay, we'll take that. Guys, this has been another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. I mean, head over to the Bank of St. Lucia today. Go get a debit card. Go get a credit card. Go apply for a loan. We're going to apply for a business loan. Go to the Bank of St. Lucia. That is all the bank that you need. My name is Khalid Vidal. I will see you guys again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged. I'll be back on the radio on Saturday morning with Maureen on A Jam Saturday. Fefi, once again, thank you so much for popping in. I hope to see you soon. And I need to get that that oil for my beard. Because by the time you see me there.
Thank you for having me. It has been awesome.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Yes.
All right. Guys, see you again next week for an edition of Youth Unplugged.